On today's program, we take you on a tour of the Jamaica Music Museum. Please stay with us. The Jamaica Music Museum was initially launched in 2000 and again in 2009. So yes, Jamaica does have its own music museum, located on the grounds of the Institute of Jamaica. But anyone who is aware of the rich history of Jamaican music in all its genres and forms will immediately wonder how possible it is to fit it all into one space. I went downtown to East Street to find out for myself. I was greeted by director-curator Herbie Miller, who, in his own right, is history personified. The man is a walking encyclopedia of Jamaican music. The tour began in his office, which was decked with various pictures, paintings, and instruments that told their own story of musical history, such as the thumb piano out of Africa. Slowly, my perspective and expectations began to broaden, as I was led into a hall filled with vintage gramophones and four-legged televisions and black and white photographs that told stories of old Jamaica. Then I saw, mounted on the wall, album covers of the British funk group Semande. Beside it, Count Ozzy's Tales of Mozambique. The artifacts not only held stories about Jamaica, but the world. Not only about how Jamaica influenced the world, but about how the world influenced us and our music. Herbie Miller likened the fusion to our national dish.
There's nothing in ackee and saltfish that is endemic to Jamaica. The meal is. The music that we create is. But the ingredients that make up the music comes from various sources.
The instruments found in the museum come from various homes, some having at one time been played by some of the greats on global stages. From Norman Manley's gramophone to Myrna Haig and Sonny Bradshaw's Hammond B3 organ, the tour was truly a lesson in Jamaican history with pieces no one would ever dream of being part of Jamaican culture. For instance, the vinyl version of the Swedish Rhapsody played on gramophone in a drawing room in Kingston 6 one early Sunday afternoon. The section of the museum that is open to the public houses instruments and art pieces donated by various practitioners. Others were donated by the families of musicians. The Jamaica Music Museum is home to instruments from well-known names such as Toots Hibbert, Don Mills, Ozzy Scott, Lloyd Nibb, and Hedley Jones. One of my favorite features of the museum is the deliberate arrangement of instruments with art pieces. For example, the dum-dum or talking drum displayed with a batik art piece of that same kind of drum right next to it.
That's what the importance of a music museum, to help us to make these multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary connections across genres, across cultural disciplines and expressions, dance, music, art, etc., etc.
The exhibition also includes the Emancipation Drum that playwright, director, and art enthusiast Buddy Puyat made for the reinstitution of the Emancipation Celebration. The link between religious expression and music is also highlighted. An example is the display of Rastafari brother Everald Brown's star guitar and his dove harp. He was one of Jamaica's most widely known intuitive artists who turned instruments into art pieces. There are also pieces donated by scholars such as Dr. Clinton Hutton and modern sensations such as the Jolly Boys. The museum is truly a full social historical experience that deserves its own space to tell the many stories hidden in each display piece.
The Jamaica Music Museum should be the catalyst for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. Not only should it be that place where a collection of fantastic musical artifacts and information are stored, but also that it should be a complex that also includes a state-of-the-arts performance space.
The museum is open to the public from Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We've come to the end of today's program, but join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.